Hi dear listeners, hi Maxime, and welcome to a series on Ireland. First Maxime, how are you today?
Really well, thanks. But how could I feel bad today? Because our program will be dedicated to Irish music and dances.
Terrific subject indeed. First of all, let's have a look at the typical Irish instruments. So, the Irish folk music is a living tradition with a history spanning over thousands of years. This folk music has brought us many instruments that were created all over the centuries.
Some examples of these instruments are the fiddle, which is a sort of violin created in the 17th century, the tin whistle, which is an instrument quite similar to the flute, first used in the 18th century, and the bowran, which is an 18 inches small drum.
But the best known Irish instruments, you should know it too, are uilleann pipes and the harp. Personally, my favorite instrument is the harp, because of its really enchanting sound.
Oh, really? You love the sound of the harp? I appreciate it too, but I prefer the uilleann pipes.
What's so special about this instrument? Why do you like it?
I love the sound which embraces two octaves and which is created by blowing the air through a blowpipe in a kind of bag.
It must be really hard to play.
Yes, it is really. But now, regarding typical Irish dances, it is not common at all. The dancers have shoes that make noises when they tap the ground, so you can dance and create a beat at the same time.
We saw two gorgeous and skilled dancers who showed us their skills during a trip in Ireland.
Yes, and it's really simple to learn. It is based on four steps with a kick at the last one to mark the tempo. And then you can create your choreography while adding movements and dancing with the group. But what I find quite striking is that even in the 21st century, the Irish remain deeply attached to their traditional music. Even if Irish artists like Sinéad O'Connor or the group U2 achieved world fame, Irish pop music is the first thing that comes to mind when people quiz about the Irish musical scene.
Hey, did you know I'm a big fan of U2?
Yes, of course I know it, and I wanted to end this radio program on a YouTube tube called With or Without You. So see you tomorrow, dear auditors. Bye, Romain.
Bye, Maxime.